American Cattle News. Highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle. What do you need to know? More after this.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Dr. Kerry Ryan, pet cloning and genetic preservation expert with Viagen in Cedar Park, Texas.
We've been working with dogs and cats for 3 years. We're the only company in the United States that clones dogs and the only company in the world that clones cats. And we've also been cloning horses and livestock for about 15 years. So I think this will be here to stay. And I think as we get better and better at it, the costs will come down and people will be more and more interested in it.
There's more information at avma.org.
Justin Smith is Kansas Animal Health Commissioner on HPAI and dairy cattle.
The key component is the lack of milk production. So what we're being told is these cows will go off a feed. They'll see lower ruminations, and then ultimately their milk production goes down dramatically. You will hear these folks say that, you know, frankly, a lot of these cows are hard to pick up, unless you've got some sort of a biometric monitoring that you can pick some of those day-to-day things up. But, we are seeing it in, like I said, about 10 to 15% of the dairy cows, if they happen to get into the herd, are showing some of these ill effects. But the lack of milk production, the drop in milk production is probably the key clinical sign that these folks are picking up on.
Are there any human health concerns?
Again, it's an influenza virus. So it's one of those things that we know that humans are, have influenza they within our every day. Is it this strain? Is it this virus? No, it doesn't look to be. There's no indication that there's a true human health hazard or a severe health concern here. We do have one individual in Texas that was diagnosed with it and was confirmed to have very minimal signs. I understand that person, recovered without any cause or without any issues. And so, it's always one of those things that we continue to monitor. We continue to ask our dairy workers and encourage them that if they do feel that they have symptoms or signs, that they, they report it to their healthcare professional and we go from there. But to date, there's no indication that it's a huge concern, and CDC actually labels it as a low risk issue at this point in time.
American Cattle News.